Continues the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud. Misaknin es adrochim, ves archoivus, ves mikvas amayim. We know that it said in our Mishnah that we misakn the drochim, the rechoivus, ves mikvas amayim, all on tesvav adar, ve oisin kol tzachir rabim. And it's cryptic. The Mishnah doesn't say what tzachir rabim is. Well, in the Mishnah in Moed Kotun, it says what tzachir rabim are. Zog the Gemara, eluain tzachir rabim. You know what tzachir rabim are? Don in dinim ominous. Yedan din in the mominus, vidin in the foshes, din in makus. Upoid in erchin v'charomim v'akdeshes. Upoid in erchin charomim v'akdeshes. Umashkin is a soita. Your mashkin is soita. The gears of the carbon aid is boitkin imroy lishtois. Not just dashkol, but even the bdika, the drisha that you do. V'sorfin is a pora. You serve the pora. You need the efer pora aduma. You serve it. It's tzarchi rabim. You need it. Oh, that's a question that's discussed in Mepharshim. Why do you have to wait? Just like you have to wait for the rain season to stop, so too for the Soita to make it possible for it to travel all the way to the base of Mikdash. So that's a time. Now is the time that the spring season is starting. So now it's much easier to be accessible, the roads, to do these things. Obviously, Monday and Thursday we do Dinim Momnes, of course. Best Dinim Ayoshin. But this is a time that people that couldn't make it, now the excuses are over. Till now you told Bezna, I can't make it. The roads are blocked. The roads are not paved. Now it's ready. Now the excuses fall off. Zog the Gemara weiter. Continues the Gemara. What else? Is Tzachir Rabim. V'orfen egla rufa. The Arif is egla rufa. You decapitate the head. V'roitz in Eved Ivri. You do the Ritzi of Eved Ivri. U'metarin is ha-metzorah. The tar is ha-metzorah. U'mefarkin is ha-minol na-gabi mayim. They used to have water cisterns. They used to have a minnel on it. So because they don't want people to take the water that was being collected during the rain season. So now the rain season is over. Now you can open it up. Now it's accessible. We want it first to be collected. But you can't put them back. Now this is talking about it in Chalamoid. This Mishnah is in Chalamoid in Moed Kotun. So you're not allowed to be machzirit because that's already Maisa Uman. And Maisa had you to remove it is Mutter. Maisa Uman is also. Zog the Mora Taman Taninon. We learned over there. In the Mishnah in Moed Kotun, Mashkin beis Ashalchin, umetzayin in ala kvorois. An additional thing you're allowed to do in Chalamoid, he's allowed to irrigate the beis Ashalchin, the fields that are irrigated with an irrigation system. Because if you don't, there's a dover oved in Chalamoid. Umetzayin in ala kvorois, you're allowed to mark off the markings with sid, with lime, the kvorois, so that kind of know where the tumor is to stay away from. Fact the Gemara, loy kvayt sinu me'ader. We just said our Mishnah in Shkolim says that you do this on test of Adar. So what are you doing it again on Chalamoid Pesach, a month later? What exactly happened? The Sid is still there. It's not exactly a rainy season between Purim and Pesach. So what's the whole relevance of Chalamoid, at least Chalamoid Pesach? What's the relevance? You just did it in Adar. And for the Gemara, Tipoter, you have to answer, Sheyogat Shetef Shal Gshomim V'Shotfu. There was a rainstorm, a Shetef, and it was Shotef the Sid, it was Shotef the Tzion, Zog the Korban Eder. You need another tzion. Now, it says over here in the Mishnah Moed Kotun, another thing you do in Chalamoid, you're allowed to yoitz al klayim to check it out and make sure that people uproot it. We did it already on Adar. That's one of the things in Shkolim. And to the Gemara, Tipot, you have to answer. It was a late year. The season. It still wasn't growing. It didn't take root yet. So when that adder, it wasn't visible yet. So you have to answer. It was a shona afela. And that's what you have to do it only later. Zok the mogah minayin letziun. How do we know? We said we metzayin the kvarim. Minayin letziun. What's the makar? Why are you attacking metzayin kvarim? Now the reason you metzayin the cave is that a coin should not be mile over it, or that tyrus should remain betarosom and it should hover over the caver. Now, Bizman Azeh, we're Mitzayin in Tovkuf Memdalad, in Archaim, in Hilchus Chalamoid, it says, you Mitzayin Kvorim, even a Chalamoid, because of Tumas Kahanim. So we see that's not the reason, you Mitzayin Kvorim. Zok Mami Nain Litzion, how do you know that you Mitzayin? Because Tumas Kahanim is Kain Shabbi Mitam, Bizman Azeh either. So, you know, there's no Tyrus, but you shouldn't be Mitzayin himself. Minayin Litzion, from where do we know that you Mitzayin? Reb Rachya, Reb Yankov, Barbas Yankov. Reb Rachya, the son of Yankov, the son of the daughter of Yankov, b'shem Reb Chunya, he said a name, Reb Chunya. It says as follows, the Bras Chavrin, from Chavrin, Reb Yoisi Amrilo, Reb Yankov Ba'acha, b'shem Reb Chunya, the Bras Chavrin, Reb Kritzke, Reb Uziel, b'rei, Reb Chunya, the base Chavrin, b'shem Reb Chunya, the base Chavrin. What's the makar? The makar is a pasuk by Mitzayra. It says v'tomei tomei yika. What does it mean v'tomei tomei yika? Kidei sh'te'atuma koigala b'fiha v'ymeres loch proish. Tomei tomei yikra. People stay away from the Mitzayra. So here also, the makar of being Mitzayin is from v'tomei tomei yika. You know you have to stay away, just like Mitzayra says v'tomei tomei yika. So here also, you know to stay away from the tzkever, so the koyin or the tyrus should not be tomei tomei. Okay, the Gemara wants to know if it's the deraisa dikadin, it's an asmachta dikadin. What is this discussion? Is this a deraisa and asmachta drabonon? What is this? Logical is very good, but we want to know: is it a mitzvah drabonon? Is it a deraisa? What is it? Zog the Gemara. We'll see soon in the Gemara. It could be an asmachta. Zog Gemara. Reb Ila b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Nachman. Va'avru. This is a pasuk that's talking about after Melchemes Goy Gomogoy. Pasuk in Yecheskel. Va'avru oivrim be'eretz. The Ivrim will go through Eretz Yisrael. V'ro etzem odom. They'll see a bone of a person. U'bone etz loy tziun. And then you're going to build a tziun, a marker by that etzem. Now we dash in this pasuk. It says over there, the end of the pasuk, at kovru oisa mekabrim el gei hamoin goig. Until they bury it in gei hamoin goig. So now we dash in this pasuk. Etzem, what do we learn from the word etzem? V'kanshe mitzayin al atzomos. They mitzayin atzomos. Atzomos. Al atzomis odom, I'm sorry. Mikan she mitzayim al atzomis odom. Mikan she mitzayim al ashidro v'agul goyles. What's called an odom? So it's dafka a shidra and a gul goyles. Shidra means even though it's only one etzem, it's a shidra, it's a spine, even though it's one bone, or if it's roiv minyan ubinyan, gul goyles is a skull. But the point is, you're mitzayin on shidra v'gogolus, that's the chiddush, that even though it's only one limb, one bone, but it has to be a bone like a shidra, or a gogolus, or roiv minyan or binyan, of all the other bones. Ubono, it says there, bono tzion. What does bono mean? Mikan shemitzayin in, al gabe even kavua. If you're going to take a stone that is going to be moved around, then you don't gain anything by being mitzayin, because the stone is over here now, in a half a year from now, it's going to be over here. And that's a problem, you know why? But then people are going to bring tumah over it, and they'll fear zich as if it's tumah, and they'll burn kachim for no reason. You know, they'll bring kachim based up for no reason. So it have to be an even kavu, it has to be a marker, a stone that you're marking with lime, clearly that it remains. Zog demora al gabi even kavu. Im oime at al gabi even tlusha, if you're going to be mitzayin an even that moves, af hi hoileches umetambe mokam acher, then it'll end up somewhere else, and you metame tarets in mokam acher. Etzloi, it says in the pasuk, ubona etzloi lemakim taira, lemakim taira, meaning that you're mitzayin lemakim taira. That means the tzion itself is not on the tomei itself; it's right next to it. It's lemakim taira. Zok demarat tzion mikan the tzion. Etzel lemakam tayra means that you're not mitzayin on the tomb itself. You do it right before, because if you do it right on, it's too late. When do I realize that I'm by the stone? When I'm on it. That's too late. I'm ready tomei. So it has to be otze, it has to be a little removed from it and not on it, you know, to be perish right before it. Zog di gemara, etzloi lemakam tayra. Tziun, mikan le tziun. That's what we're looking for. This is the makar for a tziun. Zog di gemara, umotze even achas. Mitzuyenes, if we said that you're supposed to do it right before. You can't do it right on, because right on it's way too late. But let's say you only find one stone. Umotso, even achas mitzuyenes. Now, if you find one stone, if you have two markers, then you know it's right before. On each side, it's right in between. But if only you have one stone, how do you know what side it is? So if it's one stone, the guy did not follow what you're supposed to do, then obviously it's right under it, and he was mitzayin on top of it. Zog demora, umotza even achas. If you only find one stone, ava bishem ekaimin kain, even though you're not supposed to do that, but hamayel oleo tome. If you mile on it, then you know it's under here. When you have two stones, you know it's next to it. This is the marker, the right to the left, it's in between. If you have one stone, even though it's not mekaimin, but you know it's right under it. Now, the Gemara in Moed Kotten Davov, that our Beis HaKvaros, where we have a stone that's lifted, so you're not mitzayim before it. because then you can, it's visible from far. This is talking about if you have a marker, oh, it's too late, I'm right on top of it already. So then you have a time before it. But our kvorim, we have an even on top of the kever, so then the tzion can be right on top because it's visible before you get there. You don't have to be mitzayim besomach. And then it could be taka al, it could be on top of it. Because you're not going to be walk on it, you see it, it's nicker. Now, there is a tzad that even according to the Gemara Moed Katan, that you mitzayim besomach. Our thinking could be these are the two types of base akvaras that we have, matzevis. If you go to Yerushalayim, let's say Har Zeisim, it's on top of it in stone. So it's visible in that way, and it's right on top of it. If you go to Europe, the stones were usually stones going up, like headpiece is going up, but it's not on top of it. That's like a besomach, that's right before it. Because that's taka, over there it's taka nicker, right, even from far, but it's going up.
It's only one though, it's only one.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. It's taka al besomach. That's taka two types, but those are nicker from besomach. It's taka nicker, it's not pshat, you're, it's too late already when you're there. You taka see to stay away. Meaning, Hara Zeisim, you taka have an even right on top of it, and it's not too late because you see it from far. The other side is that even if it's an even, it still has to be besomach. And that's taka what they taka have in Europe. It's, even though it's an even, it needs to still be nikka besomach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hoyushtayim. If you have two stones, so now what do we know? That Hamayel Aleh in the Torah, if you hover over the stone, you're still Torah because it's a marker that is next to it. So the stone itself is not the mace under it. Ubenei and Tomei, between two markers, you know it's right in between. Let's say you have a plowed field between. Well, it doesn't make sense that there was a mace over here because they won't be plowing. So no, those are two separate stones. Those are two individual stones. They're not connected. It's not the pshat. It's between them. Then it's right on top of each one. So then it's taka machish chayish b'neim. Harein ki chidois. You look at them like two separate stones. B'neim is taka tor. Usvivoy seyen, meaning al gabom, is taka tomei. Zog dimoga toni. Ein mitzainin ala bosar. Oh, you're not mitzayin on bosar. You're mitzayin on etzem. Etzem bone remains for hundreds of years. So you want to make sure there's a tzion that the kohen and Tyrus will not go over, hover over it. But if you only have flesh, flesh disappears. So if you're going to be mitzayin on flesh, it's going to be a bigger problem than what you're fadining. Yotzeschor mefseido. Because the tzion is going to remain for many years to come. Anytime Tyra goes over it, you'll burn it, and you burnt in naught for no reason, because there's nothing under it anymore. There's only Bosar. Bosar dissipated. So in Mele, if it's only Bosar, aim it tain ala Bosar. Shemen is akal ala Bosar, it's already gone. Zog the Gemara, Reb Yusta, Ba'ashunim, Boi Kumi Ramona, V'loi Nimtze, Metame Tairis Lamafreya. Well, what about till it got rotted and got dissipated? So right now, you have Tyrus, they went over Bosar without any knowledge, that is that's Tumo under it. So why not worried about all the Tyrus of Afreya? It's better that when you make a tziun, they'll think there's tuma under it, and there'll be metame tyrus for many, many years to come. Masha'enkin, if you don't make a tziun, so then it's only negay or relevant for that 1 month, or 1 year, or 1/2 a year. So it's mutav. She is calculus sure that the sure you'll have this problem versus the oilom that you're going to have a problem that you're always going to think that it's tomei under it. Now, you have to really understand because what is the problem? There's two different akudas over here. If a person thinks that it's tomei under here, let's say there would be a tzion and there's only boss and there's nothing left. So what are you doing? You're serif, you're being serif truma. Serif truma is not chayv misa, you're not chayv kores. Masha'enkin, the other tzad, if there's no tziun, so you're going to be eating things that are, became tomei, it's chiyav misa, chiyav koris, kotshim, truma. So ibazoi, l'char is much worse. What do you tell me, l'oilam is worse off a kilkel than l'shaw? L'shaw is an isa misa koris, because you're eating tuma, and you think you don't know it's tomei. Masha'enkin, l'oilam, it's only a question of burning truma. So on that, you have to say, the Mefarshim explain, that we're not talking about eating it. We're talking about burning it. Meaning, we're talking about when it's not a tziun, ain't sorfin olav elo michodosh loichosra dain. They're not going to burn. We're comparing the burning to the burning. Meaning it's better not to have a tzion, because not having a tzion you're not going to eat it. We're not talking about eating it. People will tell you it's a fresh kever, it's chadash. But it's better that this fresh kever you'll end up burning because people will tell you, oh, you're not allowed to have tyrus over it. So you end up being surfeit. And now it's questionable. Maybe the boss was nisakal already. So it's better to burn tyrus l'shah, even though it might be a naught because it's ready nisakal, versus putting a tzion and you'll be burning tyrus l'dairus when really there's nothing under here because it's all nisakal. So it's better not to have a tzion. Not like I'll be eating. Eating avad is mis and koris. It's better not to have a tzion and you'll be reminded that there's a bus over here. Now, you don't know if it is bus left, but you're going to end up burning, but at least it's only l'shah. It might be a note that you're burning, but it's not really tomei, versus having a tzion and then you'll be burning l'dairus. Now, the truth is, we just said be'etzim, the last Gemara, mutov she'iskalkulu l'shoa va'iskalkulu oilom. This is really a big yesod when you have a choice. Is it better to do something which is a kilkul for a short time of period, or something that can cause a kilkul for a long time of period? So the Gemara is saying a very simple calculation. If you're going to be mitzayin bosar, it'll be a kilkul oilom, because people will be metamet tyrus in naught, because there's nothing under here, because bosar doesn't sakul. Masha'enken, if you're not mitzayin on bosar, even though l'shah right now there's a problem, but at least it's only l'shah. So now, obviously, like Rabbi Eli, you pointed out, it's mukh in the Gemara. We're not talking about eating. If you're going to be eating tumah, l'shah is much worse than burning l'dairus, because eating is chayiv misa by truma, kores by kochim. Masha'enken by burning, it's not misa or kores. So we're comparing one to another, and the Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan Taka says mutav sheyisrafu l'shah, because what's pshat? Since it's a fresh kever, it's basar, so people are going to tell you before you eat it, you're not going to end up eating it. They'll tell you, oh, you're not allowed to eat it. So what are you going to do? You'll end up burning it. But maybe the basar is not there anymore. You're not going to start digging it up to see if there's basar there. So it's a question of a kilkul l'shah versus a kilkul l'dairus. It's better to mekalkul l'shah than mekalkul l'dairus. That's a choice in life you have to make. It's not a good choice sometimes because I might see you being mekalkel, you might be burning in naught, even l'shah. But it's better to be burning in naught l'shah than burn l'dairus. That's the gabi the etzim, the din of the truth is the lashon of the Gemara. I'll read it to you. The lashon of the Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan is mutav yisvu olav tumah v'kachim l'fishah va yisvu olav la'olam. Pshat is because I've already got to tell you don't eat it. We're not talking about discussing eating it. Now I said before, is it the whole din tziun? Is it the rice or is it the rabbanon? So it's a machlokes rishonim. The Tosfos in Ma'ariv Katan Daf Hey says, and Rashi of Dias Mashma like that also, that it's a derais of the kedin tziun kvarim, and this is an asmachta from the psukim. But ve'etzim it's a derais of kedin. We know Yaakov built a matzeva. There's a din of a tziun. Lemaisa the Gemara needed Daf Nun Zayin. Over there, the mashmaris of the Gemara is that it's a drabonon de kedin. It's a drabonon de kedin. And this is an asmachta. You said misvara, we know it. True. But the question is it the rice? It's a drabonon. Now, what are you mitzayin on? On atzomis, so the Korban Eder says, roi v'hakav. If it's an etzim, it has to be a roi v'hakav. Even if it's not roi minyan or roi binyan or a minyan. Or it's a skull. Even if it's only one etzim, it's a skull or a spine. Oh, so we're up to halacha beis. In the Yerushalmi, the Mishnayos are called halachas. So the next halacha is halacha beis. Zok the Mishnah halacha beis. Om Rev Yudah, b'rishoyin hayo oikrinu mashlichin lefneen. We said that one of the things they did, they were mitzayin, and they also went around to make sure there's no kilayim, there's no tarovis. B'rishoyin originally, hayo oikrinu mashlichin lefneen. When they came back the second time, the first time they gave a hashmah. Hashmah shkolim and kilayim. Second time, Tezvav Adar, they actually came and uprooted. What did they do when they uprooted? They ripped it out and threw it in front of them. Zok the taklin charetin, kedei she is baishu. Zok the Gemara, misherobu oivir avera, there was an abundance of oivir avera that said, you know what, this is great. The chachom are coming, they're weeding out our field, and they're giving us animal fodder right in front of us. They're throwing it on the floor, we have food for the animals. Misherobu oivir avera, they said, what are we doing over here? We're throwing it in front of them. These people are very happy. We uprooted their weeds and they have animal food. So they used to throw it onto the street. Now they're still happy because at least he weeded my field. True, I don't have animal feed, but you weeded my field for me. I got a free weeding service. So they did something where they very quickly stopped the climb. You know what they did? They said, Hefka. Hefka means everyone can come into your field and take your stuff. They quickly stopped having the kelayim because they realized their field became public property. Zokti Gemara. Oh, my Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said, Rebbe Rishonei Oikon Mashiach Lefneim. Tony, Om Reb Yehuda, Rebbe Rishonei Oikon Mashiach Lefneim. Vo Yusmeichim Shtei Samachos. We're happy, double happy. Why? Achashoyim and Nakhin, so to say, they used to weed their fields. Vachashoyim and Nanin, Menachilayim. The animals were Nanin, the Behemoths ate. Misharobo, Oy Ravero, here Mashlichin ala Drochim. It's Kalayim, it's also Bano. It's Kiddash? No, Pentecost. But it's also. But they did it. Oivri Avera did it. The Oivri Avera. We're talking about people that are Oivan Kalayim. The Chachom came and wanted to uproot it. They said, okay, thank you for the service. And they had animals take out all their betsies from the farm and have food over here. It's also. Of course it's also. But what did they do? So they started throwing it on the street. Afal Bikain, they were still happy. True, we don't have animal feed. We get a free weeding service. They were misakin to be mafke the gans of soda. Now the Michas Chinuch in Reish Mem Hei, he says, what is the word in this hefka? Is the hefka the mafke the fruits, the vegetables, the growth, or the mafke the gans of field? What is the mafke? So he's medayik. It says, Mafkirin kol hasodeh kula. Kol hasodeh kula is not just the gidl, but even the field under it. Kol hasodeh kula. They mafkir the kaka under it also. He brings the afkaminis, but upon him, that's atkir the kaka to be mafkirit. Zog the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues in the din of hefka. Mi nayin she hefka bezin hefka. How do we know that bezin has the ability to be mafkir? And soon we'll see, not just to be mafkir, even to be pater the chiv meiser. You only not chiv hefka is potem in a meiser. So does it mean now that person is also pot for ma'isa? So let's first see the first nekuda. Minayin shefka bezin hefka, what's the makar? Zokim o dichsiv. It says in the pasuk as follows. This is a pasuk in Ezra. V'chol asher lo yoveh l'shloish sayomim ba'atzis asorim v'askenim yechrom kol ruchushoi. Whoever is not going to come from the goyla, so we mafke their fields. V'hu yibol mikol ha'goyla. So that was like a threat, so to speak. Whoever is not going to come and leave the goyla, so yechom kol chushoy. So yechom kol chushoy, it means they have the ability to be mafke is rishus. Yeah, to come back to Yerushalayim, correct. Zok di gemara v'yibolta mikol ha'goyla. Now, the achronim are dan, the lechonon and kavitshurim. This din of hefka bez and hefka is the pshat is they be mafkia his karka. Or they're also being makin to someone else. What's the koyach of the hefka bez and hefka? Is koyach hefka bez and hefka that the mafker, you're not the bailim? In addition, they're also giving it over to someone else. They're koyach to give it over. So B'chonon says that the koyach is not to be makin to someone else. It's only to be mafker. Avada, a person wants to be koyna. He has to be koinet. He has to be machzik in the soda. There's no such thing as automatically because it's hefka, they have the ability to give it. But the nesivis in Reish Ayin Hey, he taka says that it works even to be makna. Atkadei kach. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, what did you say? Who said it only means metaltlin?
And besides, who's in karka? Do everybody got to come to Yerushalayim? Who are you leaving to mafkir? To the person?
Yeah, for those that people that even if they come to Yerushalayim, but they still can own the real estate. Doesn't mean you can't own property. No, but it includes everything. It includes the karka also. Zok the Gemara. Minayin sheep to him in a maizis. Now the Gemara takes this next step. How do you know that not just the bezin has the karka to be mafkir, even to make it so much so that it's mamash potem in a maizis? Zok the Gemara. Reb Yonis and Bereder Reb Yitzchak Bar Acha Shomalom in Hado Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashone. Meaning, what's the question in Ma'aser? Maybe the koyach of the Chacham is only to what? To be mafkir, but not to be mafkir the schus of the Levim. You're a Levi. You're entitled to Ma'aser. The Bezin has a koyach to be mafkir that suddenly you lose your schus in matnas Levim. So who said Hefka Bezin Hefka has a koyach to be mafkir the schus of the Levim?
Before the chiv started, or after
chiv
started, before grew or after grew?
What do you mean before grew, after grew?
You mean mafkir field
before the hit? Before let's even before the hit.
Or is it ready? The field is growing. You're ready to pay in there. The beautiful field in there. You're maybe,
the chiyuv is only after you cut it. There's no chiyuv in matnas to give it to Levim before it's cut, but it's still growing. But that could be mafkrit atkari kach that is potem in amaisa. Now the question is, on the other side is, no, it's automatically. Once it's hefker, so melech, there's no schus amaiser. Hefker is potem in amaiser. The chiddush is that are they oike that did maiser? Because the maiser, at the end of the day, you're being oichel tevel. They're doing a gewaldige zach. If they're being mafkrit, that means the person eating it is not called tevel. That means they have the koyach to be oiker than in maisa, and it's not considered eating tevel. It would be the chiyuv midaraisa to eating tevel. So that's the koyach of the chachomim. Zog di gemara, so what's the makar that can be oiker even maisa? Zog di gemara. From where do we know it? Reb Yonis and Begeder B'Yitzchak Ba'achah Shomalom in Hado. Ein ma'abnes ha'shona. Now, Iber Shona means that you make two others. Loi b'shvius, the seventh year, we're not going to make another year. It's a hardship enough that there was no work on the field. So you're going to make an extra month. You're not going to do that. That's really too harsh on the people. Why Motzeh Shviyas? Because after all, the whole seventh year, you didn't work. So now you're prolonging the eighth year, the Isser of Chodesh. Because Chodesh is only Osser, it only becomes Mutter after Nisan. So you're prolonging another Adar, you're making it harder, right? After a whole year of a seventh year of not working the field. So, if let's say they're ma'abrit, so harezim uberes, it's chal. We're not going to say it's not chal. V'chodesh echad shu moisif, and this 1 month that they're moisif, loy potem imaisres hu. It's potem in amaisres. That means when they're ma'aber another year, another month, in shvius, the shvius you potem in amaisres. It's hefka. So that means the mafkia hefka has a koyach to make it you potem in amaisres. Aren't you going to agree that if they add another month to the year of Shviyas, then that month is going to be Potem and Amaisa too. Zog the Gemara, at Kedoyin Shviyas. Now we explained why Shviyas, we don't want to do it, because after all, you're adding another hardship another month. But Lamaisa, it would also be Mafkiyam and Amaisa. Motzah Shviyas, what's the pshat of Motzah Shviyas? Om Reb Avun, Rabun, Shloi L'Rabbis B'Yisach Chodesh. Like we said, after the seventh year of not working the ground, now you're answering the Issa Chodesh an extra month. You have to wait for Nissan. We're not going to do that. Zog Gemara Reb Zira B'Shem Reb Elozer. He said, Hadoda at Amrit. Actually, Hitir Rebbe. This whole din that we said is that we didn't want to just add another month by Shviyas or Motzah Shviyas. That was before Rebbe allowed Peres Chutzlars to come to Eitzol. Hador at Shloi Hitir Rebbe Lohavi Yerek B'Chutzlars. Originally, Rebbe asked Yerek, because Yerek has in the karka. If you pull out a radish from the ground, it has earth in it also. He didn't want Chutz Loretz karka to come to Eitz Sol. So Memela, that's why originally he said that you're not allowed to, what's it called? You're not allowed to take from Chutz Loretz. So, but that was only originally. But that's Hador da Amar Achela Hitir Rebbe Lohavi Yerek B'Chutz Loretz. Avo Mishitir Rebbe Lohavi Yerek B'Chutz Loretz. Once he allowed it, so then, he shviyas, he shall shash ne shvua. Then we allow the extra ibur. You don't have to worry about hardship. You're bringing in. There's a lot of yivul coming in from Chutzoritz. So Mela, over there, they were ma'aber, even in shviyas, and even in motzah shviyas. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says as follows. Look, the Gir Sagro. Lo'oilo ma'abrin, de lo'ichbis le'em ma'ashe, nerach isa chodesh, de lavoche ena ruya adayin le'choil. Oh, that's going on. On Dalet? No, it's going later. Zog the Gemara. Tony, ein ma'abrin. We said that you're not ma'aber on Shviyas and on Motzah Shviyas before Rabbi was matir. Zog the Gemara. Tony, ein ma'abrin. Om Reb Mona. Reb Mona said as follows. Tony, Reb Mona. Reb Mona said as follows. Hador da'at Omar b'rishoyne sheyeshonim ketikunon. Originally, everything worked out perfectly. The years were ketikunon. Ketikunon means that this whole din is ketikunon, meaning that the tefua was nisbashel in Nissan. Everything worked out. The seasons were all perfect, lined up. So Emela, if you're going to be ma'abarit, so Emela, you're stopping the heter achila of Chodesh because it was really ready. That's Kshonim Ketikunon. Aval Achshav Shein Hashonim Ketikunon, now that the Tvua is not ripened yet at the time that it's supposed to be, anyways, so Mela, he Motz Shvius, he Shashne Shvi. He Motz Shvius, he Shashne Shvi. That's where the Goyim puts in the Girsa, that he Motz Shvius, he Shashne Shavua, meaning there is no difference. Yema Aber, it doesn't make a difference that you mark this a Chodesh. Because anyways, it's not ready to be eaten anyways. Today, when the Shonim and Aketikunam, it's not lined up perfectly that it's ready, it's his Bashal. See, it doesn't make a difference if you're adding on another month.
Why is years ago lined up perfectly?
Because Amol, everything was lined up perfectly, it was Ketikunam.
And now not?
Today, it's not Mizmael, it's Bashal, until after Nissan, anyways.
Everybody lined up years ago.
Years ago, the seasons
were set.
They were set.
Changed.
Things got moved over. Why do we add on a leap month every year, every few years? Because the seasons have to. You have to coincide the sun and the moon, right? So when Mela Amol was much more lined up, Nissan came, boom, it's ready. Today it's not Rin Zbashel. It's a late season. We had before the Gemara, Shana Afela. So anyways, it doesn't make a difference. So Mela, you can add on. Let's see the last Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Tony. We learned in the Brice as follows. So basically, Gamliel ibru b'motzah shviyas miyad, meaning that motzah shviyas, they weren't right about the eighth year. So we see clearly that even motzah shviyas they're ma'aber because it's anyways not a ripened product anyways yet. Zogti Gemara Omar Reb Ovun in minhodo, meaning we're trying to bring back to the raya. We're trying to bring a raya that the mafkia even the gabi ma'isa. So the Gemara says that if this is the raya, that the fact that the ma'aber the shona. And they're adding another month for Shvius, that means your mafkia maisa and your potem and maisa. If this is your raya, then hefka bez and hefka is that they have a koyach to be mafkia and maisa. This is not a raya. Leis at shoma mino klum. From here, there's no raya. You know why? Because the reason they can add another month is because shmoir is chodesh aviv. Shoim reyu shavir bechidushoi. There's a new din. The Torah says shmoir is chodesh aviv. You have to, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, you add in another adar. Why? To make sure that Pesach is springtime. So there's no raya that chum have a koich to mafkir me de maiser. Lo'oilo, maybe they don't. You know why they do? Because it says Shemar Chodesh Aviv. Stam is a hefka bez and hefka cannot be mafkir me maiser. The reason why it works is because the Torah says Shemar Chodesh Aviv. So they have the ability to add on a month. But not because be'etzim hefka bez and hefka is mafkir me de maiser. That's not a raya, so there's no raya. It's not because of hefka bez and hefka. So there's no raya like Abredin of Afkaz maiser. Zog the Gemara. So what's taka the raya? V'haydi Omar. So where's Takah the din of Hefker Bez and Hefker that they have a koich to be mafkir and ma'isa too? Now it happens to be the din of Shemar Chodesh Aviv is a gevaldig din because the Eibush's Chesed Rashi says we left in a month that it was a perfect climate, springtime, not too hot, not too cold. So Ma'abed the Shona, the Rambam says, in order to remember the gevaldig Chesed of the Eibush, because after all, what was this whole negev for? Once they came to Sukkot, they were protected from the climate anyways. And on a COVID, it was negev for the 18 minutes. Less than 18 minutes from La'ispik B'tzekim La'achmet, still they came to the Anani Kovid. The perfect climate. So the Eivish is chesed for that small time period, so you have to be ma'aber to make sure Pesach is springtime. But that's the koyach of, it's not a koyach of Hefka Bez and Hefka. So what's the raya that Hefka Bez and Hefka is mafkim and a ma'iser? So the Gemara v'hayda Omar, the makar that we see Hefka Bez and Hefka patzim and a ma'iser, so the Gemara, do, it's from the following mishnah in Peah. Godish le'luka tachtov. If you have, leket means what you left behind goes for aniyim. Let's say you pile up all your hay on top of the leket. So the ani is not going to know it's there. You're doing a harama. You have a godish, shelo luka tachtov, meaning that you're marim the aniyim and you're putting your godish on top of the place that wasn't collected yet by aniyim. So now what are you going to do? You're trying to fool the aniyim. They're not going to be able to take it. So you know what the Chum said? Kol hanoigas ba'oretz. Anything that touches the ground, harein shel aniyim. So now you didn't gain anything. You took your godish and you covered the leket, it's also going to be for aniyim. There were mafkia, your bailus on that also. Kol hanoigas ba'oretz, harein shel aniyim. Now the Gemara says on that, now usually leket is potem and amaiser. That means that when they said that it's shel aniyim, that means your whole heap of whatever you put on there is potem and amaiser. Zok the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis veOmar Reb Ami, and Reb Ami said as follows: Mishem Reb Shimon Lokish, the Beis Shammai. This din is Beis Shammai's din. Why? Because Beis Shammai holds Hefka La'aniyim have a Hefka. Basil says it's only hefka, but it's hefka l'aniyim v'l'ashirim. It's no such thing as hefka only for part. Here being mafka only for aniyim, not being mafka for ashirim. So according to Beis Shammai, hefka l'aniyim is taka hefka, so mele it's taka considered shalaniyim, and it's bottom in a mice like all hefka. The ike Beis Hillel, but if this is according to Beis Hillel, hefka l'aniyim is not hefka, so then aniyim oichlin u'ma'askin. Then aniyim might eat it, but it's not really theirs, that it's real hefker. It's theirs, but it's not really hefker, that's bottom in a meiser. They're still chayv in meiser. So according to Beis Shammai, it's bottom in a meiser. According to Beis Hillel, not. And on that, Rabbi Yossi said, V'omalei Rabbi Yossi, Shomanu, Shupotim, Meiser, Deva Akol, even according to Beis Hillel, that usually says, hefker l'aniyim, is not really hefker, it's chayv in meiser. Even according to Beis Hillel, over here, they're bottom in a meiser. Why? Mishum knoso. So here we see Makar. We see the chachom have a koyach to cancel the guy that took his whole heap of whatever, and he covered the leket. He took the goddess, he covered the leket. Chom have a koyach as a knas to be mafke the goddess, and it goes to the aniyim, and even a kong to base hillel, it's bottom in a maisa. So we see clearly chachom have a koyach to mafke in a maisa, because the words like this, pashtus bailim could be mafke the moment. So when a bailim are mafke the mammon, so then if it's only for the aniyim, that's not called the hefka. But bezin have a koyach to be mafkir even for the aniyim bilvad, and it will be potter min a maisa. Meaning, when a bailim, that's a bad really difference. What's the time of this kanas? If a bailim does it only for the aniyim, so then avad, it's not considered potter min a maisa, because hefka aniyim lave hefka. What's the pshat something over here? Bezin have a koich. Kvega explains like that. Tosef Kvega and Peya that bezin have a koich to mafkia. That even if it's hefka only laniim, it's considered a din of hafka for ma'isa too. What'd you say? No, that'd be the regular din. Usually hefka laniim according to Beis chayv ma'isa. But over here they have a special koich that the bezin were mafkia the godish. And even according to Beis Hillel, it's part of an amaisa. That's this din. Because otherwise, we're saying it's Rabbi Yossi said, you're telling me this only according to Beis Shammai? He says, no, this is according to Beis Hillel also. And the reason being is because of the koyach of the Chachomim. What'd you say? That's a Havina. If according to Beis Hillel, then according to Beis Hillel, there would be Chayv amaisa. On a dad, Rabbi Yossi said, no, even according to Beis Hillel, it's part of an amaisa. Because of a knas. A bailim that's mafke only for aniyim according to Beis Hillel, hefke laniyim alone, be'etzim is not hefke. So mele dechayv in maisa. But Bez didn't have a koyach to be mafkir, even if it's only laniyim, they have a koyach to be mafkia, they didn't maisa, even though it's only a hefke laniyim bovad. That's the koyach we see over here, that the koyach of Bez and hefke, hefke, Bez and hefke, is even lafkir min a maisa. We'll stop over here by Halacha Gimel, on the top of Gimel Amud Beis.